Among people who work with victims of domestic violence, there's a saying, a restraining order is great, but it's still just a piece of paper. The message is that courts alone can't protect and help those who have been injured or threatened by those they know. An innovative program in Milwaukee is based on the idea that courts have the opportunity to get other kinds of help for victims of domestic violence. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
To get a restraining order in Milwaukee, you have to come to the clerk's office at the old courthouse downtown. But you have to come here to the clinic first for the forms. The clinic is the courthouse advocacy program of the Milwaukee Task Force on Family Violence.
Task Force on Family Violence, how can I help you?
Marianne comes in this morning. Someone with the district attorney's office has brought her. She makes her way in slowly with a walker. Task Force worker Jolynn Ware follows her into the room.
Hi, I'm Jolynn. I'm going to help you with your paperwork today, okay?
Marianne says she was sexually assaulted by a man she had tried to help by giving him a place to sleep sometimes. She's 68 and twice a widow. She says a few days ago, he grabbed her while he was in her bathroom.
I was going to get a loose from him and try to get out of the bathroom.
Oh, so he grabbed you when he came
to
the bathroom.
Yeah, so he grabbed me by the back of my neck. And he did tell me wouldn't nobody believe what I said because I was old and crazy. He sure said that.
He's in jail now, charged with sexual assault, but he may get out on bail. Jolynn asks, what did the DA say?
Did they say how long that he would probably, what kind of sentence they're hoping he would get?
I don't know, but I hope it's a long time.
I hope so, too.
So he won't be around me.
Well, let's talk about just in case it's not a long time, if he were
okay.
to get out.
Marianne just wants him to leave her alone forever. Jolynn talks to Marianne about getting a cell phone to dial 911. Jolynn says the clinic can help talk to the landlord about changing the locks at her building. And Jolynn is going to arrange counseling. Marianne says she was raped when she was 14, and she says this has brought that all back. They go over the paperwork for the restraining order.
I can't see too good. Yeah, 8:33.
Okay.
9:14.
Okay, we will.
What's going on here is rare and smart, says James Patachik, a sociologist at Suffolk University. He says the Milwaukee program is using the courthouse as a hook.
By getting a woman into the courthouse looking for a restraining order, they see this as an opportunity to get her all kinds of information about resources available to her in the communities.
Things like a bus ticket, getting the locks changed, getting child care or emergency money to move, things courts can't do. Even though the Milwaukee Clinic isn't a government program, it's woven into the courthouse as much as the judges and clerks are, so people are more likely to use it. Last year, 5,000 people used it, and nearly half of them got those other services through the clinic.
Hi, can I help you?
After lunch, the line at the window is 20 deep. Annie shows up. She's wearing sunglasses. She has a black eye, and she has a cast on her wrist. It's been broken in two places. She recently broke up with her boyfriend, and she says he attacked her at a bus stop. He's in jail, charged with felony battery. Bella Rungta Aitol, the clinic's courthouse director, helps her fill out the form.
He has bit me, choked me, slapped me, punched me.
Annie wants to know if she can get restitution. She has three kids and no job. The clinic sees others like her. While Milwaukee suburbs are booming, the poverty rate in the inner city is close to 40%. A clinic worker comes in with a Polaroid for evidence. By next week, when Annie has her court hearing, the bruises might be gone.
Okay, can you turn toward me a little bit?
Annie says she's never been to the clinic before. She says she's never even called the police for help.
I always took the, I'm sorry, I won't do it no more, and took him back. And I can't take no more. He could have killed me.
She wants to move so he can't find her again. The clinic is going to hook her up with the Red Cross to help Annie get away from her own private war zone. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Milwaukee.